Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, when Ireland played England recently, both Aaron Navin and God Save the King were booed by the fans of the other team, obviously, and UEFA has just fined both football organisations for that happening. But will that discourage fans from such behaviour? Is it even that bad? Kieran Cunningham is chief sports writer for the Irish Daily Star. Afternoon, Kieran.
Afternoon, Sean.
Does booing national anthems happen a lot in international matches?
It happens more than it used to, I think, Sean, to be honest. Like, it was quite noticeable at the Euros. You know, it happened in a fair few of the games. And I think it chimes in with the rise in nationalist feeling around the world, that it does seem to be more of a trend. I think you have to consider the context of what happened before the England game, in that England had a manager, Lee Carsley, who used to play for Ireland, who sees himself as Irish, and who was pilloried by some in the English media over not singing God Save the King. Mm. And I think that did contribute. There was a lot of publicity around that in the day or two before the game. And I think that did contribute to the booing of God Save the King on the day, that it got people's backs up. But over the years, I've been to a lot of games, Ireland games, away games, and Aaron Navin has been booed. And not because of any grudge against Ireland, because it's often what football fans do to try and make an atmosphere more hostile. And you actually had this strange trend here around over 20 years ago, when anybody who played for Rangers or even had played for Rangers in the past would be booed. So you had this particularly embarrassing situation, the game against Denmark in 2002, when a poor unfortunate guy called Peter Madsen came on as a sub, and he found his every touch was booed, and he must have wondered what the hell was going on. But it was due to being mistaken for Peter Lovengrant of Rangers. That he, that was a case of mistaken identity. The guy played for Bromby. I don't think he'd ever been to Glasgow in his life, but he had to deal with this very strange. And yeah, even more recently, I've seen it in Ireland games, that if Ireland are playing a team and they've got a player from Liverpool or United, that player often gets booed because there are lots of United and Liverpool fans within the Irish fan group, and they will target what they see as their enemy.
Yeah. Could you say this is water off a player's back kind of thing? Are they well used to it at this point?
I think the players pay no attention to it, to be honest. You know, I think the anthem thing is, I think it is a media creation. You know, I know we're both within the media, and to say that it might be seen as sacrilege, but I think it's one of these manufactured rows, and people jump on it then. Like, England were actually fined more than Ireland, because they'd booed anthems before. So they got a €12,500 fine. Ireland got 10,000. And there were fines also for flares being lit to the games and a spectator going on the field to play. But I think the FAI kind of take this in their stride. I don't think it means there will be a trend now that you will see a lot of booing of anthems at the Aviva. You know, Micheál Martin came out afterwards. He was quite strong. He was quite embarrassed by it, he said. But I think you might get a message in the match programmes from the FAI asking fans not to do it. But if they want to do it, they'll do it.
Yeah. Why is UEFA doing it then?
To be seen to be doing something. To be honest, Sean, I think that's it. You know, it seemed to be doing something. You know, we're standing, you know, this thing, like it's like all things, like they say, they stand up against racism, and they don't really, but they fine the odd team or organization, but they don't do anything practical to try and stop these things out. It's one of these things. Raises them a few quid as well.
Yeah, is there a worry perhaps that if, you know, national anthems are booed, that is attached to a rise in nationalism and a kind of a toxic atmosphere? Or is it part of the kind of theatricality of international soccer matches?
But it's funny, like people do think that this has always been there, that there's always been anthems before games, but it's not the case. Ah. And really, I think it was the fifth or sixth modern Olympics before medalists were greeted with the anthem, that it didn't happen up to then. And you have American sport, and like everybody's talking about America today, obviously, but every single sporting event in America, even little league baseball or kids soccer game or whatever, the anthem is played beforehand. And like sometimes you think, what is the point of all this? Like, would you be better off without anthems before sport? Because they do tend to lead to rows, and as in this case, leads to a fine for the FAI.
What is the point of them then? Now, I suppose you can, if it's a big match and they can do that shot of players crying and all that stuff.
It is national. They are national teams who are representing the country. And to many people, you know, that's, if you ask a lot of people, how do they view their Irish identity? Exemplifies it. They will talk about the national teams, whether in soccer or rugby or even the Olympic team, which is a broader kind of a team. But I think sport has been weaponized. It's always been weaponized for political reasons, and I think that's how anthems have got tied up in it.
So we'll have no effect and a bit of window dressing. Kieran?
No, and we'll have to check in on Peter Madsen to see if he's got over his mysterious booing 22 years ago.
Maybe the Glasgow Tourist Board could do something for him. Kieran, thanks a million. As ever, that was Kieran Cunningham there, Chief Sports Writer for the Irish Daily Star.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.